This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores do-it-yourself genetic testing. And now here's Paige.
Some of our friends are ideal do-it-yourselfers. They can rewire a house, install drywall, create a garden retreat, or design amazing scrapbooks. My husband and I learned long ago that we're not handy. Early in our marriage, it took us 4 years to remodel a bathroom. Maybe we needed a do-it-yourself kit. There is another do-it-yourself kit on the market, a kit to test your DNA. These personal genetic testing kits have popped up on the internet through companies such as Navigenetics and 23andMe. These companies are stepping up their efforts to attract your attention and your dollars. 23andMe conducts home spit parties to collect DNA samples. Pathway Genomics reached a deal to sell personal genetic testing kits in Walgreens stores. Let's see. Tylenol? Check. Toothpaste? Check. Personal DNA kit? Check. These genetic tests claim to unlock hidden information in your DNA with the promise that it will help you live a longer and healthier life. Want to know your risk of Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, or cancer? Or how about which medicines will be the most effective for you? Some want to know what diseases they might pass on to their children. Others are curious about their family tree. Just submit your DNA for analysis and find out. The results don't match the hype. An investigative report by the GAO found that these tests are both misleading and inaccurate. The GAO undercover investigation discovered that companies made bogus claims about what their DNA kit could actually predict. Results of the genetic tests even contradicted the consumer's own medical histories by telling patients that they were at a low risk for disease when in fact they were at a high risk or already had the disease. Fortunately for consumers, the FDA has stepped in and recognized the need to regulate these direct-to-consumer genetic tests. It's not just a party game. Some individuals could be placed at serious risk by making medical decisions based on faulty results, including having unnecessary preventative surgery or stopping needed medication. Don't get me wrong, there are many good reasons to consider genetic testing. Genetic testing has given future parents knowledge about their risk of passing on a genetic condition to their children and has given individuals the opportunity to make lifestyle changes to prevent the onset of genetically linked disease. This testing, however, should always be performed by a professional and should include counseling provided by a geneticist who can clearly and accurately explain the results of the test and provide medical guidance. As Christians, we are called to exercise practical wisdom or prudence. The pursuit of genetic information might help us catch serious disease earlier. It could also give us a false sense of security about our health. Or it could be just entertaining but ultimately useless. Don't waste your money on a personal DNA kit. Like our bathroom, this is one do-it-yourself project that is best left to the professionals.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.